Residents in a small town in southeastern Ohio are losing their homes for a different reason. Tired of the dirty air emitted by a neighboring power plant, residents of Cheshire have agreed to accept a $20 million offer from the company to move away. For most residents, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. For others, it's something they never wanted. From member station WOUB, Fred Kite reports.
The General James Gavin facility is one of the nation's largest coal-burning power plants, producing enough electricity to light up more than 2 million homes. As it does, its two 800-foot stacks belch out noxious smoke that sometimes leaves its neighbors below finding it difficult to breathe. That's why Ron Hammond is looking forward to selling his house. It's also why he sometimes responds no when his daughters ask if it's okay to go outside to play.
I go out the door and I look up at the plume, you know, to see what's happening. I want my daughters to go out and play in the summer. I check the SO2 monitor to see if it's safe for them to play outside. And if it's not, you tell two little girls, ages 7 and Emily almost 10, it's a beautiful day outside, but you can't go out and play.
For years, the American Electric Power Plant here has been the target of environmental complaints. The chorus was joined in earnest by Cheshire residents last summer when a sulfurous acid cloud enveloped the village on nearly a dozen occasions. Frustrated, they called on attorney Kathy Bailey to negotiate with AEP to see what could be done to resolve the problem. After about 4 months, at the village's request, Bailey, an environmental lawyer based in Washington, D.C., suggested that the company buy out the town. To her surprise, AEP said yes.
The only thing that comes close is in Superfund cases. You know, the ones that everybody knows about are Times Beach and Love Canal, where the government went in and moved people out because the property was so contaminated. But as far as I know, no other private business has ever done anything like this.
But not everybody is eager to sell. Jeff Zirkel is one of a handful of holdouts. Zirkel owns a house overlooking the Ohio River where his mother lives.
My mom has been here for, 77 years? A lot of people in this village, the older folks, they really don't want to lose their homes where they were raised, and it's their home.
Like Zirkel, Sharla Evans is not happy with the Cheshire Agreement, but for a different reason. Evans is superintendent of the school district that has two schools located just a few hundred yards from the AEP plant. But because the schools are outside the village, they're not included in the buyout.
If the environment of Cheshire isn't a good place for the residents of the village of Cheshire to be in, then it's certainly not a good place for 800 of my students to be in.
Several others who live nearby feel the same way, pointing out they also breathe the same polluted air. But AEP spokesman Pat Hemlep, who maintains the plant is in compliance with all air quality regulations, says the blue haze problem that plagued the town last summer has been fixed. Hemlep adds the deal is just for Cheshire residents, insisting the purchase is for land acquisition, not to silence the health hazard claims.
That would address their concerns about property value and would eliminate the annoyances. From our standpoint, it would give us a tract of land that we could use as a buffer for the plant and also to build a barge unloading facility that is necessary for the plant.
Back at the partially remodeled Hammond House, Ron Hammond can't wait for the deal to be finalized. He's been house hunting and is eager to move, though not too far because he teaches at one of the nearby schools.
The deal makes us able to get out of here and not put ourselves deeply in debt. We couldn't sell our house and get enough money to get out and live like we do now.
The $20 million buyout is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Attorney Kathy Bailey calls it a generous offer that will pay homeowners significantly more than the market value of their property. A pizza shop, a bait shop, and a couple of other small businesses will also be purchased and eventually bulldozed by the power company. The only possible exceptions are two churches and a nonprofit agency and the few residents who refuse AEP's offer. But any Cheshire residents who don't sell will likely be pretty lonely, with their only neighbor a huge pile of coal. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Cheshire, Ohio.